Okay. All right, I want to begin. I want to give Shir the full Shlema. Avram Chaim Ben Chana. Okay, may he have a full Shlema, and we should daven for him. And everything should be good, Bezer Shem. Okay, we're in the middle of this Taisvis on Gimel Amid Beis, Dir Maskel Agova. Okay? In the beginning of the Mar Makaimis, I gave you the Rashi that you should look over and look at that well. And the Mishnah on Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph is quoted in the name of Rabbi Lazar, that Rabbi Lazar writes that if there are 80 Mesira and there are no 80 Chasima, the get is kosher. And he adds a line in, Vigova Mishubadim, Nechasim Mishubadim. So Rashi in the first Lashon said it was referring to what? Someone tell me. Get. Right. Now what does Nechasim Mishubadim have to do with a get? That she collects her ksuba. Now is she allowed to collect her ksuba if she doesn't have a ksuba with her? Is she allowed to collect her ksuba if she doesn't have a ksuba with her? Yes or no?
Yes.
With what? What is she supposed to show that she's owed money? She shows the get. Hotzia get veina maksuba, Rashi says, right? She takes out the get. Rashi quotes the Mishnah in Maseches Ksubas. Hotzia get veina maksuba is govik subasa. So according to Rashi, the first lashon is only by a get. Do we say that Eidim Asira produced the ability to collect from the Chasim Shubadim? We're talking about a star that has no Eidim Chasima on it. Does that have the ability to collect the Chasim Shubadim? Rashi says, yes, only by a get. But according to the first day in Rashi, what about by Shar Dinim Omenis? Would that be acceptable? What would you say about Shar Dinim Omenis, according to the first Lashon Rashi? Would that be good? It would not be good. What do you need to be able to collect the Chasim Shubadim? You need 80 what? 80 Chasima. We're talking about a case with only 80 Mesir with no 80 Chasima. According to the first Lashon, only a get has the ability for 80 Mesir to collect from the Chasim Shubadim. Only 80 Mesir, not 80 only by get do they have the ability. But by Shar Dinim Omenis, you would need what? 80 Chasima. What's the second Lashon saying, Rashi, guys? You tell me. Shar Stars includes also what? Get. And how do we know that it was referring to Shar Stars? Because a get sometimes refers to what? Shar Stars. We learned that from the first Taisin and Masichta. So these are the two Lashonas of Rashi. Okay, we got that, Chlor? Let's see Taisus, okay? Inside, we'll start from the beginning, even though we're in the middle. Usher, go ahead, take it away. Go ahead, let's go. We got a lot to see, guys. Go ahead. What am I going to correct it with? You guys got to get this. Milva. Milva means a loan. Malva is a lender. It's Star Milva. Okay? Milva. Malva is the lender. You got me? Malva Veloiva. Lova is the borrower. Okay, go ahead. Star Milva who?
Star Milva.
Excellent. Iker, no. Came there a little bit of time. Iker. Meaning Rabbeinu Tam likes which Lashon?
Second
Lashon. He writes the second Lashon. Came there a little bit of time. Iker. He likes the second Lashon. Go ahead. Even by Shar Stars, we're Gove, Beidim, Asir, Bishnu, Nechasim, Mishubadim. Even. Where's the Gemara that proves it? Excellent. Like the last Perek in Masech is getting. Go ahead. Rav says the Allah is like Rabbi Lazar, the Tan and Gittin. Frek the Gemara what? Ube what?
By Shar
Staris low? By Shar Staris you say not that way? Vaha what? And what does Govim and Chasim Shubadim mean? That phrase usually means pshat. It's talking about what? Mominus, Shar Staris. Go ahead. So you see from the Gemara, with the Gemara way the Gemara says it, it quotes the Gov and Chasim Shubadim. That shows that what? Shar Dinim Omenis. So therefore, Rashi's second Lashon Rabbeinu Tam says is right, and he brings a riot from what daf? The last Pirik of says, getting daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. Okay. I can't hear you.
The Gemara is on Pei Vav Amud Beis.
Yeah, the Gemara is on Pei Vav Amud Beis. And it gets into what? Exactly. Yeah, Rabbi Elazar's quoted the Mishnah, and then the Gemara discusses how to paskin. Take a look at Pevav and Beis. It's right there by the two dots. Quotes Rabbi Elazar, and then it quotes all these Amorim. Do we paskin like this or not? Here, I have a pen for you. Abinyamin. Okay, go ahead. It's on that Gemara. It's on that Gemara. Go ahead, Usher. You're doing a great job. Go ahead. Now he has a kasha. I found another Gemara in Shas that's the opposite. Vikasha. Vikasha. Right? Damar beget pasha.
Yeah, Vikasha Damar beget pasha.
Now that's a little bit tricky. The last parak of Maseches Babasa is called get pasha. That shows to you it's all about get pasha. You know what the reference there is? Not a get isha. That's a good example that get is used as what? As dinim omenus. It says, a parak is called get pashin. You know what? It's called get pashin, lemaisa. So you see lemaisa, that we find the last parak of Obasu, it says what? Go ahead. It's a little interesting because the last parak of Gittin shows what? Shows that we hold like a Belazar what? By Shar Staros, even though it's Mesechus Gittin. And Baba Basra, which is Seder Ezekiel, shows what? Shows that we hold by Rabbi Elazar only by Gittin. So it's interesting. Go ahead. What's the case?
Someone come bring an IOU, they certify it as like saying that is
a... They're Mekayim Shtaros, excellent. They recognize his signature or they put Adim, yes, they certify it. And they stamp a henpeck that it's good, go ahead. So what's the Shia when it says Mao? What does Mao always mean in Gemara? Mao means what's Aloch, excellent Gabriel. What's the Shia? Whether you collect only from Bnei Chorin or even from what? Even from a Shubatim. That's the Shiloh. There's a few things you got to fill in here. Mao Shiyigve, Mimishabde. Go ahead, Umaisi. Now, let's fill in before we do Maisi. Perish, go ahead. Perish Mao.
Mao
period. The Shiloh is can you collect with Shubatim. So he doesn't fill in the blank. Let's fill it in. You know Rabbi Yochanan Paskins there? Get that in your notes. You Paskins, you don't collect from Shubatim. You only collect from Bnei Chorin. So Gemara immediately jumps on that in Baba Basra. Umaisi. Maisi means what?
It brings.
Brings. Excellent. Brings it as a kasha. Maisi mihach. Excellent. It says beferish there that what? That implies shar stars. No? So how can you make up sock that what? How can you make up sock you only collect from Bnei Chorin? It says black and white. Government mechas v'shubadim. It's a great kasha. Go ahead. Wow. What star has a ksuba with it? A get, you know, every couple that's married has a ksuba. So the Gemara says, no, don't bother me with that. Ksuba has people written in on it. There's signatures on it. Go ahead. That's why what? Mashma. That's the kasha. Our Gemara in the last Pirk of Gittin writes Beferish that Rabbi Elazar when he says, Eidim Asir Karsh is talking about what? What's it talking about? Shar Shars. And what does the Gemara say about Basra? That it says what? It's only by get. Says it's only by get we paskin like Rabbi Elazar. So therefore what? Don't tell me that Rabbi Elazar only collects v'chasu b'shubadim. It's only by get. He doesn't say it by anywhere else. So if he doesn't say it by anywhere else, you have a stira. Does he say it by what? Does he say it by even Shar Shars? Does he say it by get? Our Gemara in Maseches Gittin in the ninth parak says it's talking about what? Even Shar Staris and the Gemara Nineveh of Abbasra says only by get. It's a steer between two Gemaras. That's Tosis Kasha. Very, very clear Kasha. Because he begins the Tos by saying, I paskin like who? He paskins like the second Lasha, which says what? Second Lasha Rashi, which says that you paskin even by Shar Staris. Go ahead, what's his Terrence?
The Rashbam.
We know the Rashbam is who? Is Rashi's grandson. Go ahead. And on the Daf in Baba Basra, who's the parish on the Daf in Baba Basra? Rashbam, after Daf Chavches. Right, last year we did the beginning, that was Rashi. But after Daf Chavches, it becomes a Rashbam. Go ahead. Rashi says Rashi was Nifter, and then Rashbam picks up from Daf Chavches. Go ahead, Rashi what? Rashbam Garz. Yes.
Shani Hassan, there's different.
Wow, Bishas Ksiva. What does Bishas Ksiva mean? Naksuba. He had a different girsa. It means shas ksiva. From the time of writing. So since he had from the time of writing, what does that show? Since he had from the time of the writing, you have a Gemara? You got it? Okay. Shana means mishas ksiva. Every star has writing. Get, shar dini momenis. So it's not referring only to a get. It's referring to everything. Shas ksiva. What do you do when you write? You commit yourself. Go ahead, mashma. Mishani, read again. I'm sorry, Rashbam Garis.
Rashbam Garis Hassam. Shani Hassam. Dimishas Siva Shibin Hashem.
Perish.
Perish. Kishin Nithav Ashtar. Nithav Kidei Lemosur.
When the star is written, it's written in order to give it in front of Aiden. Go ahead. Wow, the Aiden Masira serves the Aiden Hasima. Vahave, and they can produce a what?
Vahave Kol Kidei
Lemosur. Wow, what produces a call? Adam that sign on a document. Also, Adam Sira produce a kol as well. That's what Tosis postulates, a theory. Very interesting. Rabbi Hanan says he doesn't understand how that's so. What's the shaykhus to Adam Sira to Chasima Karsi? If the Adam Sira are motzi a kol, then even Rabbi Meir should be able to collect. And if according to Rabbi Lazar, they don't, so then even Rabbi Lazar shouldn't collect. But you have to say we treat it as if they're actually written in the star. And anyone that's written in the star produces a kol. So we're saying the Adam Sira produce a kol. So since the Adam Asir produce a kol, our Gemara Gittin said what? Rebbe Lazar is talking about what? Shar Stars. What's the Gemara Baba Basra saying? Also Shar Stars. Didn't it say Ksuba? No, it didn't. It said what? It didn't say Ksuba. What did it say?
Ksiba.
That applies to all Shar Dini Mamas. You just solved the Stira. Very sharp answer. There's no signature, so how does it produce a kol? Adam Asir, like Adi Chasima. It produced a call. Even though Rabbi Chanan says, why is that? Right. Why is that connected to the Adam Asir and the Chasima? So we're suggesting because it would treat as if it's written in the star. In fact, if you look in the Rashbam and Baba Basra, he says, Adam Asir Karsi, Ki'ilu Chasmu Besocha Star Vika Kol. Rashbam, please get that down in Baba Basra. Says, Rabbi Lozo's Adam Asir Karsi, as if they signed Besocha Star Vika Kol. Yes, Arya.
Maybe you can answer for Rabbi Chanan and say
Could be. You know, if you want to say to what degree you would say the Adi Masir are viewed as if they signed the star produce a call. Could be. It's a possibility. Good possibility. Whatever the case might be, this is the way we're solving it. It's a good possibility. Somehow when people sign, it creates a call. People say, oh, this guy went into the basement, they're signing something. Adi Masira produced the same thing. Maybe Remeir doesn't buy that, like Arya is saying, and you need to actually sign. But Beloza says, no, as long as they're there, it's fine. So it's a very sharp answer, okay? Excellent sharp answer. Now, go ahead. Go ahead, Usher. John, let's go out a little bit. Go ahead. Aval. What's Lael mean? What does Lael mean? Earlier where? Don't skip. Earlier in that Gemara and Baba Basra. Okay, go ahead. When asked the Shiloh, Aval El, the boil on.
Earlier we asked, Pilsak Sagan, the Masar of Bain El, the Bain Hospital.
Exactly. Read again. Aval El.
Pilsak Sagan, the Basin. They certified that it was his handwriting.
It was an IOU in Basin. Go ahead. There's no Adi Masira there. There's no Adi Masira. There's no Adi Chasima. It's an IOU. There's no one there. It's between him and the Malv and the Lova. Go ahead. So what are they doing in Beis Din? Velo what? He's just admitting that he owes the guy money. That's all. Velo what? He's not trying to attempt to make a star that there should be a coal. Therefore what? Therefore what do you collect from only there? Ada what? Therefore you only collect from what? Meshubadim or B'nai Chorin? What are B'nai Chorin? The freed up property, right? You guys got it? What is Meshubadim? We said yesterday. I lend $100 to Yisrael, then he sells parking lots and buildings. What's it did? I come at the end of the month, he has no cash to give me. I can go ahead and take the parking lot that's worth $100. He has a lien on it. What's the freed up property that Yisrael has is a lova, B'nai Chorin. So what are Rabbi Yochanan and Paskin? Do you only collect from B'nai Chorin? You don't have the lele collect from Meshubadim. Why? Because there's no Adi Masira there. There's no Adi Chasima. There's no Adi Masira. There's no kol. So therefore, all you collect is what? It's from B'nai Chorin. Read again. Aval El. Read again.
Aval El.
Aval El.
We established that.
The Shiloh was. The Halakha L'maisa. What's the din? Umasar?
Bein El, Bein Asar.
Excellent. Velo what? Velo what? You're just trying to admit that you owe money. Velo what? Sheyielo. Right. Vahasam.
Vahasam lo ye lo yo. There won't help. I feel it's not in the basin.
It doesn't help at all. What doesn't help? The IOU doesn't help, even if you certify the basin to allow you to collect from the chasam shabbatim. It simply does not help. So what is the sheet of the Rashbam? Let's get it right on the board. What is the sheet of the Rashbam? You guys tell me. What happens if you have a star? Well, this is the expression that is used. Star haba be'ed mesira, which means there's no edi chasim on it. A star haba be'ed mesira. What's the din? Go then, afilu mishubadim, minachasim mishubadim. Right? And even what? Even shar stars. This is the sheet of the Rashbam. Predicated on what girsa that he had? Just going to write the code word, excellent A, ksiva. That's all. Ksiva. Not ksuva, ksiva. And what about according to the Rashbam? Huchsuk yado. What's the din in the Gemara there above Basra? Huchsuk yado. Ksav yado. What do you collect from? B'nei Chorin. Excellent. Why? Because there are no what? Lo Ede Chasima. Velo Ede Mesira. Excellent.
Why is it a ball, though?
What did you say?
Why is it started out with a ball? Is that a rejection?
I can't hear you.
It started with a vowel. Is it a like rejection? Like a,
what do you mean start with a vowel?
They introduced that point with a vowel.
Which Nakuda?
Of all the Eli Bailon, right?
Yeah, because he's pointing out that this is not something that has Adam Asir on it. That's the aval.
Aval is not a rejection. It's just...
He's just contrasting.
Clear.
He's contrasting that this case does not have the ability to collect Meshubadim because there are no what? There are no Adam Asir and Adam. You better believe he's contrasting. Correct. That's the aval.
Okay.
Yeah, he's contrasting. He's saying that's why it's only B'nai Chorin. But Adam Asir applies by all stars. No doubt. Okay, that's the Chiddush. That is the absolute Chiddush that we're suggesting. Okay, we got that? You need to have Eid Mesira. I was thinking about Ein Lecha Chesima Gedolah Mizu. What about that concept? Didn't Tosa say Ein Lecha Chesima Gedolah Mizu? Does that work? Evidently it doesn't work to produce a coal. We did say the Stipler said that, remember? Didn't the Stipler say that? The Stipler said it produced a coal. You remember that when we did that, Tosus? Earlier in the week about the Paris, you remember that, Ari? Ari, we said that the Stipler said that the, remember when we did that? He said that the Ksav Yodo also is Motzi the Kol. Remember who said that? He said that Allah Lomaisa. I guess you have to say Rabbi Lazar doesn't buy that. You have to say Rabbi Lazar himself probably will not buy that Poshup Shot. What did you say? Well, it's not Rashbam, it's Reb Yochanan. You have to say Reb Yochanan himself. This is the Psak of Reb Yochanan, the Amoira. So let's think about that a little bit, okay? Keep that in the back of your minds. But Lomaisa, he says, only it's Govim Bnei Chayrin. You have to ask yourself, why Reb Yochanan? We said, Ein Lecha Chesima Gedolah Mizu, when the guy writes it himself. Isn't the Lova writing himself an IOU? Right? Isn't that Odas Baldin? That's not strong enough? I'm wondering, why shouldn't that be strong enough to collect from what? Why should that be strong enough to collect from a Shubadim? The Mishnah says Beferis Ksav Yado does not accept from Bnei Chayrin. It does not go from a Shubadim. I'm thinking, why not?
It's only another case. What'd you say? It's only another case where it's not an IOU, but it's the handwriting of Baal, where it's involved with other Aiden, like for a get.
What do you mean? Ksav Yado is Ksav Yado. It could be an IOU for a get. It could be IOU for... Yeah, what should be the difference? All right, let's think about it. But that's the din. At least we know the din.
Yeah,
I understand, but I'm saying let the Ksav Yado be there. Ein Lecha Chesima Gedolah Mizu.
There we have Eidim Mesira.
What'd you say?
There, not
because we have
Eidim
Mesira. No. You tell me. We don't have. That's the case. There's no Eidim Mesira. There's no Eidim Chesima. Kosev Ksav Yado Bein Olav Eidim. Right? Remember we said, is Rabbi Lazar arguing on that? Rashi said he was arguing on it, right, on the first case. Remember? Yeah, so, okay, let's keep that in mind, why that's so. Okay, but the bottom line is, we don't assume that it works. We have to think about why. Okay, Viker now. Whose approach was this? Rashbam. Let's go now to whose approach? Different pshat. Before we go on to this approach, I want to say over again the Chazon Ish. We said at the end of Shir yesterday, what did the Chazon Ish say? The presentation of Tosfos is very, very clear, it seems, that what? Does Rabbi Lozo say to Mesir only by get or even by what? Shar Shar. Chazon Ish says that's not the pshat. Get it down in your notes. Chazon Ish says everyone agrees. There's a lot of Gemaras that Rabbi Lozo is talking about Shar Shtaros. The question at hand that we're interpreting Tosfos, he says, is does Shar Shtaros have the ability to collect from Meshubadim or only B'nai Chayrin? That's the question at hand. That's what the Chazon Ish writes. Very interesting. In fact, he's very strong against the Shach. The Shach writes, L'maisa, the Shach writes, it's Mucha from the Rosh, B'Shem Rabbeinu Chanan, the Lachos like Rabbi Lozzi, B'Shar Shtaros. Chazon Ish says the Shach quotes many Rishonim that say the Halacha is not like Rabbi Lozzi, B'Shar Shtaros. That's what the Chazon Ish quotes the Shach. Shach and Simon Nun Aleph Sivkot and Tess. Okay? So the Shach, the Chazon Ish says he doesn't like the Shach presentation. He says, the Shach quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, which we're going to get to now. Rabbeinu Chananel never said the Halacha is not like the Rabbi Lozer. It just said, all Rabbeinu Chananel we're going to learn is you cannot collect from the Chasim Shubadim, which we're going to get to right now. So I want you to get that. The stress of the Chazon Ish is, of course Rabbi Lozer, we agree with him by Shar Shtaros. Question is, does he collect only from Bnei Chor or even Meshubadim? And the Shach, who quotes Rishonim and say, we don't hold like Rabbi Lozer, Chazon Ish says, that's wrong. They hold like Rabbi Lozer. Question is, can you collect from the Chazon Meshubadim? That's the Chiddush of the Chazon Ish, which can introduce for us now Rabbeinu Chananel. Yes, Nick, real quick, go ahead.
It just seems from the first part of Kosos, he says, Rabbeinu Chananel makes more sense to do the second shot, and then he brings Gemara Y and says, Akasha, and there's like a question on that.
Yes.
But the Chazon Ish is saying it's not a question on whether Shar Shtaros.
Chazon Ish just says in general, the presentation here is to whether you could collect from the Chasim Meshubadim or Bnei Chayrin. That's what he wants to say. How does that square with the beginning of Tais? It's difficult. I agree with you. It's difficult. But that's what he wants to interpolate. He wants to interpolate that. That's really what, maybe what emerges from the middle of the Tais now when we got into the Bnei Chayrin. Maybe that's what he wants to say. But that's the Chiddush of the Chazon Ish. Okay? It's not the posh of Shat and Tysus. Okay? Go, yes, Yisro.
Is it a case of Eden Masir or a case of no Eden Masir where the Chazon Ish is saying Kasha? Meaning, is there no Eden Masir?
Where Rebbe Lazar holds Eden Masir Karsi. That's Rebbe Lazar Shita. Right. So did Rebbe Lazar say it? Pretty simple presentations, Tosfos presentations only by Gittin or even Shar Shtaros. Chazon Ish says for sure it's by Shar Shtaros. Question is, does it have the ability to collect from what? B'nei Chorin or even Meshubadim. But of course it's a star above Eidim Asira. That's Rabbi Lazar Shita, right? Eidim Asira Karsi. Go ahead, Usher. You're doing a great job. Now let's see. Rabbeinu Chananel. Go ahead.
Rabbeinu Chananel explains,
excellent. There's a phrase that we have to know that once in a while some Rishonim say, not too often, but it does come up, and Tosa says it right now. There's something called Sugyo Chalukos. You know what that means? The two different Gemaras and Shas argue. There is a steer, but no big deal. It let it be a steer, because it's a machlekes. Rabbeinu Chananel says, I don't like your answer, Rashbam, that you change it from ksuba to ksiva. I don't like that answer. I think it's a straight up machlokas. Ninth Pirk of Gittin says what? Shar Shtaros, it's good. And what does Bava Asra say? Only get, correct. And he says, read it again. Rabbeinu Chananel says, I'm going to pasca like one of the two Gemaras. Go ahead. Uposok. Uposok Rabbeinu Chananel.
I don't have Uposok.
Okay, read again for Rabbeinu Chananel. It's the next line. Go ahead. Rabbeinu Chananel.
Oh, I see. Rabbeinu Chananel explains that this, we said,
you
get
Uposok.
Please, I
hate it. There's a machloik steam bobo basin getting. Simple. Sugis chalukos. Go ahead.
Uposok Rabbeinu Chananel.
Sheish lismoch. You should rely on the Gemara Baba Basra. The low what? Wow, that's where the Chazon Ish is reading this in. Okay, the Machloikus is in Sugyas, and who does he paskin like? Who does he paskin like? Which Sugya, like Baba Basra, which means what? Which means what? In our language, but in our language, what does it mean in Tosfos language? You pass like get pasha and you have the word ksuba, that means Eidim Asira is only by what? Only by get, which means what? The Eidim Asira only have a power by get to allow you to collect what? Nechasim Shubarim only by what? Only by get. Carry it through. Write that down in your notes. But since Eidim Mesir does not work in Shar Dinim Ominous, what do you mean it doesn't work? It doesn't allow you to collect from what? Mishubarim, but it does allow you to collect from what? At least B'nai Chorin, that's the Chazon Ish's point, Nate. Okay? That's the Chazon Ish's point. Chazon Ish's point really is that in Tosa's language, he's basically saying, I hold like the Sugin get Pasha, which limits it to get. Limits what to get? The ability to collect what? From Mishubadim. That's what the Chazon Ish is saying. You see what the Chazon Ish is saying? Chazon Ish is saying, it's not really a shaila do we hold like Rabbi Elazar only by getting or Rashar Dini Mamas. We hold like Rabbi Elazar Rashar Dini Mamas. The shaila is when you say you hold like Rabbi Elazar Rashar Dini Mamas, Yosef, does that give you the ability to collect from Shubadim? Or only B'nai Chayrin? And Rabbi Nechanan says, what, Usher? Only B'nai Chayrin. So we got that? That's the way the Chazon Ish is interpreting. So I'm going to write on the board. This was who? Rashbam. Number one was Rashbam, guys. What's number two? Number two is Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel says, Shar Eidim Mesira, only what? Bishar Staris, only what? Rak B'nai Chorin. Rak B'nai Chorin. Achein, however, beget. Afilu what? Nechasim. Nechasim Mishubadim. And he has the gears of what? I'm going to write it down. Ksuba. That's the code word. That's Siva Ksuba. That's the code word. So what emerges is a very big machloikis between who? Rabbeinu the Rashbam and who else? The Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Tam is like the Rashbam. Yes? And therefore it comes out to be a tremendous machloikis. Now I ask you, please get this down. One sec, Bench. Why is a Ksuba different? Why is get different? That it gives you the ability to collect. So the Rashba says the following svara. A ksuba is so powerful, Nate, that even if a woman doesn't have a ksuba written down, she can collect. It's called the Tanai Bezdin. I'm going to write it like this. Tanai Bezdin. People know when people get married and they know she has a ksuba. Where's the piece of paper? Oh, we don't have one. So what? She still gets rights to her ksuba. She still gets rights to Ksuba and therefore produces an automatic kol, like you said, Nate. But it's because it's a Tanai Bezdin. Every Jewish woman that's married is entitled to a Ksuba. Why? Where's the paper? You don't need a paper. We do it. We get worried. If she lost her Ksuba, we rewrite one. But the bottom line is a Tanai Bezdin. And that Tanai Bezdin automatically produces a kol. And therefore, that is why there's a distinction between get and other dinimomas. Who says this? The Rashba, to be Masber Rabbeinu Hananel, what's the split? Okay? Very good. Excellent. What did you say? Tanai Bez, I wrote here. Yes. Go ahead, Usher. You're doing a great job. Bahada, what? So I'm going to repeat what I just said about that. Please get that. What does it mean that Rabbeinu Hananel passes like Yed Pashit in Baba Vasa? What does that mean? What does it mean, Jonathan? It means a what? The Eidim Mesira is only good by what? Eidim Mesira is only good by get that allows you to collect what? Mishubadim. Eidim Mesira might be good by Dini Mominus, Nate, but it only allows you to collect what? B'nai Chorin. So that's why the Chazon Ish is trying to say that what? Don't get me wrong, says the Chazon Ish. We hold like Eidim Mesira, even by Shar Shars. Question is, what is its scope of strength in Dini Mominus? You understand, Nate, better now? That's how the Chazon Ish is what? That's how the Chazon Ish said it. The Shach doesn't seem to say it like that. Shach presents it as a machlokes, how we pass, do we pass the blows on the Gittin or other by Dini Mamnis? The Chazon Ish says, I don't like the Shach's presentation. The way I'm learning up Taisis, says the Chazon Ish, everyone holds a couple laws. Don't worry. By getting Shach starts, the question is, what is the scope of his strength by Shach Dini Mamnis? You got what I'm saying? That's how the Chazon Ish writes it, okay? Chazon Ish was like, you know, very similar to the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon argued on Rishonim. Chazon Ish, Shach, no one else. Shach was 40 years old, he was nifty, new Kol Torah Kula. But Chazon Ish says, I don't like the Shach's presentation. Because the way the Shach is presenting it, it was a Machlekes Rishonim, how to Paskin. What do you mean it's a Machlekes Rishonim, how to Paskin? He said, the Shach quotes of Ben Hanano, we don't Paskin like what? Rabbi Elazar B'Shar Shtars. Did he say that, Nate? Nate, did he say that? Usher, the Shach quotes Rabbeinu Hananel saying that we don't pass like the blows of Bashar Shars. Did he say that? Did Rabbeinu Hananel say that? I don't think he said that. I understand the Chazon Ish quite well. What did the Rabbi Hananel say? He said, we don't possibly like what? Rabbi Lazar and Shar Shar to allow you to collect from what? Mishubadim. But he didn't say I don't hold like Rabbi Lazar and Shar Shar. No. It's a very sharp aura what the Chazon Ish is saying. But okay, we have a Machlokes Chazon Ish and the Shach, how to make the presentation. I understand why the Shach presents it like that. Because listen, you have the Gemara by in Gittin, the Gemara in Get Poshit. If you hold like Get Poshit is saying only by Get. Only by Get, maybe Eidim Asir is only good by Get. No? But if you read it closer, says the Chazon Ish, that's not what he's saying. He said, I hold like Rabbi Lazar across the board. Question is, I hold like Rabbi Lazar to collect even Mishubadim. You hear what I'm saying? That's what the Chazon Ish is saying. The Shach just says simple. How do we present the stira? That the Gemara in the ninth period Gittin says we hold on like Rabbi Lazar even by Shar Shtaris. And the Gemara in Babat says we only pass like him by what? By Get. Stira between the two Gemaras. Correct? Chazon Ish says, no, that's not the stira. The stira is, do we allow Rabbi Lazar and Sir Kartus to allow you to collect from Shubadin by Shar Dini moments? That's what he wants to say. You can view it two different ways. They're both. There's a big difference. Because if you paskin like Rabbi Lazar only by Gittin, that means what do you say by Shar Shtaris? Eidei Chasima Karsi. Maybe Holy Grail Mayor.
Oh, saying the Holy
Grail. Yeah, maybe you limit Rabbi Lazar only to Gittin paskin and Mesir Karsi. That's the way, the simplest reading of what of that is like Shach, I think like Taisus. But the Chazon Ish says that's not what Rabbi Nachmanel meant. And you get that impression. Because what did he say? V'lo Magvina made him Mesir Elim Nechari. He at least allows you to collect from Nechari. If he didn't hold like Rabbi Lazar at all, they get rid of Eidim Asir. You know, they don't do anything. No. Shouldn't allow you to collect anything. But he says explicitly that it allows you to collect Eidim Asir. So I understand what the Chazon Ish is saying. Okay? You got this? It's very sharp. Chazon Ish in two places. Simon Pei Zayin, Ozayin, and Sivkot Yud Beis. But the reason the Mechalik is because Ksuv is a Tanai Beis. Okay, go ahead, Viter.
The Hadaparach Stana.
What's Vahadaparach mean?
That which we argue.
No, what's Parach? You know what Parach is? Ask. Right, the Gemara asks later on in Gittin Yud Aleph from Aleph. Go ahead. What's Stomach of Shas? Who wrote Shas? Which Amorim? Which two Amorim wrote Shas? Ravina Rashi, Babitzia Peyam and Aleph, Sofa Ra. Right, Ravina Rashi, Sofa Ra. Close the chapter in history, Vilna Gaon says. No one can argue on the Gemara, the Ramah says. Go ahead. Benj, we'll get to you. I didn't forget you. Go ahead. Vada what? Vada Parach. There was a Persian star. It was written in the Persian language. Believe it or not. Go ahead. And they had a star of Dini Mominus that they gave in front of Jewish witnesses. They were the Eidim Asira. And what does Gemara say there? Let's fill in the blank. You can only collect from B'nai Chorah with such a star. So Gemara asks, why? Why only B'nai Chorah? Ihachi, frek the Gemara. Excellent. Why can't you collect from Shubadim? It's a star. That kash is against who? That cash against whose psak? You tell me. Whose psak is that against? Rabbeinu Hanano. What did Rabbeinu Hanano just get through saying? That star with comes in Mesir can only collect from B'nai Chorin. How could the Gemara get that cash out of its mouth if you hold like Rabbeinu Hanano? How could the Gemara ask that kasha? That's what he's bothered by. So what is his answer? Go ahead. Lo kasha. Lipsak. Oh, why not? Go ahead. Why is it not a kasha? Go ahead. Hed yotos. They're commoners. Regular non-Jewish guys signed on it. Regular guys. Go ahead. Kid appears b'kunches. Umishumachi. And I have a havim and you collect from Mishubadim. Why? Since you did give it in front of Jewish Adim. Wow. We should elevate these commoners that are goyim that sign, elevate them be like fancy courts, like the Supreme Court, like the Circuit Court, Federal Court. Because it was in front of Jewish what? Witnesses. We elevate these guys that were signed as goyim to treat them like fancy non-Jewish courts, and fancy non-Jewish courts, Nate, are considered to produce the ability to produce a kol. So therefore the Gemara asks, since they're so fancy, then they should be able to collect from a Shubadim. That's a special exception, guys. But normally, a star with Eidim Asir only can collect from what? B'nai Chorin. Why is this different? Because it's special elevation. Go ahead. The Gam.
Vegame Lashon HaKodesh Mogiach Chokhman. We also, from the...
From Rashi, we prove... What allows you to collect from Meshavdim? Only Jewish Eidei Chasima. At the end of the day, that's the only thing that gets the job done. What is the Gemara answer over there? Why you don't collect from Meshavdim? Let's fill in the answer. Please get it down in your notes. What's the answer? The answer to the Gemara is because why? There's no coal. There's no coal at the end of the day. They thought it could be elevated to be a coal, but it wasn't.
Why not?
What'd you say?
Why not?
Because the bottom line is the only thing that produces a coal is Jewish witnesses that sign on something. Only Jewish witnesses that sign on something can produce a coal. According to Ben Hanan, the luck is like the sugya that a star without any chasima nay can only collect from Bnei Chorin. So then what's the Gemara's kash over there? There's no Jewish Eidei Chasima. Why should you be able to collect? Because there was Jewish Eidei Mesira. That was a Havamina. And the Gemara's answer is that what? Since the Eidei Chasima were Goyim, and they're given in front of what? And they're given in front of Jewish what? Eidei Mesira. I would have thought they're elevated. And to treat them like what? Like actual what? Jewish people that what? Jewish people that signed on it? Kamashman, they don't. Kamashman, they don't. There's no coal. And the Marsha says, you know why? Because the only one who can produce a coal is what? Jewish what? Jewish signatures, exactly. Even though they're Jewish Eidei Mesira, Rabbi Nachmanel doesn't care. And that's what Rashi says over there as well. So what comes out? Again, that Rashi's agreeing with Rabbi Nachmanel. We have a major machlokes. Can you have a star with Eidei Mesira? Rashbam argues with the Zaydi. Rashbam argues with the Zaydi. Lamaisa, and he argues Lamaisa, Rashbam argues with the Zaydi, Rashi holds like Rabbeinu Chananu, that a Jewish Eidei Mesira can produce Nechasim Meshubarim, and that's smack against Rabbeinu Chananu. You need to have Jewish Eidei Chasima to give you the ability to what? To collect what? Collect Eidei Mesira.
Apply it to Shar Stars as well? For Eidei,
yeah, Shar Stars as well. They hold you can't collect Meshubarim unless they're Jewish Eidei Chasima. Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And Rabbeinu Tam is cholik Rabbeinu Chananel. He holds that what? Who's Rabbeinu Tam? I should write on the board. Rabbeinu Tam is like Rashbam, yes? What does Rabbeinu Tam say? That as long as you have Jewish Eidei Mesira, you can what? So what's the Gemara's answer? So then why in the Goyish Shtar didn't they collect from Meshubadim? There were Jewish Eidei Mesira. What's the answer? It was written in Persian. Since it was written in Persian, no coal. That's, you have to get that down in your notes. You have to say, since it was written in Persian, that made it worse. And Rashi does not say like Rabbeinu Tam that it was written in Persian. He says because there are no Jewish Eidei Chasima. So Tosus is quoting a raya that Rashi holds like Rabbeinu Chananel that a star without Eidei Mesira does not collect Meshubadim. That's what the Maram Shif writes. So I'm going to write on the board that Rabbeinu Tam is like the Rashbam as well. Nate, you got this? This comes out a very beautiful form. Again, I ask you, a star that has only Eidei Mesira, can you collect from Meshubadim and Shar Stars? According to Rashbam, Rabbeinu Tam? Yes. According to Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel? No. Only Bnei Chorin. Doesn't the Gemara in Gittin Yudav Beis ask Akasha with a Goyish Ashtar signatures that had Jewish Eidei Mesira? It says, why can't you collect Meshubadim? Who is that a raya for? That fits in beautifully with who? Rashbam, Rabbeinu Tam. Why does the Gemara answer it's not good? Because it was what? The why does it say it wasn't good? You have to say? Because there's no coal, it was what? There was no coal that was produced. Why was there no coal that was produced? Because it's written in what? Written in Persian. So that's why it was limited only to Bnei Chorin. But if it was written regularly, the Jewish Eidei Mesira can produce what?
A
Perusa coal. Excellent. People don't know Persian. According to what? Rashi and Rashi Ben Chananel, a star with Jewish Eidei Mesira can allow you to collect only Bnei Chorin. So how could the Gemara ask the Kash over there? Collect Mr. Shabbat. What's the answer? It was an elevated status. Why was it elevated status? Because like our calls. Yes? It should be like our calls. If it should be like our calls, it's elevated status. Then let them be able to what? Let them be able to create a call and collect from Eidei Mesira. What's the answer? What's the answer to the Gemara? There is no call. The bottom line is, you need Jewish what? Eidei Chasima. You in the Havamina, in the Kasha, we thought they were elevated. But in the Maskana, they are not. So if I ask you, Alach Lamaisa, what's the machlokes you showed him? A star that has Jewish Eidei Mesira with no Eidei Chasima. Can you collect what? Can you collect Lamaisa from what? Meshubadim? It's this machlokes on the board. It's really 2 days in Rashi. If you go back to the 2 days in Rashi, right? The first day said it's only what? What the first day said, it's only get. But Shard and Imam is only collect from Bnei Chorin. Right? So I really should write what? I really should write the first Lashon HaRashi. First Lashon HaRashi, right, is like this. The second Lashon HaRashi is what? That's all right. Lashon Sheni? Shel Rashi?
Also Rashi
and... Lashon Rishon. What'd you say?
Also,
I mean, Rashi Daf Yud Aleph is fitting this Lashon Rishon. Correct. You're right. Rashi Daf Yud Aleph is fitting like, is going, seemingly going like who? Rabbi Nechanan. That is correct. Okay? Fine. So we have this what? We have this major machlokes in Rishonim. We have to make sure we got it. Okay? Please, let's get it this din. Now, I want to ask you before we go on, what is the svara to say that we should pass like Rav Elazar only in Gittin? Let's go back now. Let's assume like Tosa's presentation, like the Shach. Do we pass like Rav Elazar only by Gittin Bashar Sharas? What's the svara to say we should only pass like Rav Elazar or Edom Asir only by Gittin? What do you think the svara might be? Give me a svara. I'll tell you the svara Rashi says on Daf Pei Vav. Rashi says in Daf Pei Vav, there's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, this is v'katov, the sefer v'chatom. What does that mean? We want the stars to last. Edom Asira, it's not going to last. They either die or they go where? They either die or they go where? Medina Siam. And they're not going to be around. What lasts for years and years? A document. So since it says in Yirmiyahu in Periklam Beis, the katov, the sefer v'chatom, that shows we want it to last for a long time. There's a good reason to say that we should only pass like Rav Elazar, Edom Asira only by Gittin. Because by Dini Momentus, we want it to last. And that Pasuk in Yirmiyahu was talking about Dini Momentus. Masheke in a get, what does it say? Because of the what? What does it say in the Chumash part about get? Because of the Nasan. It doesn't say the Chassam. So what do you need a document? Edom Asira should be enough. You need a document of a get, but you don't need what? Edom signed on it. And the Ran says that since Starry Moment is supposed to last a long time, it's not kosher with Edom Asira. You want to have Edom Chasima on it. So I want you guys to get that Svara down. There is good Svara to say we should only pass like Rav Elazar by Gittin and not by Shard Dini Momentus. But the bottom line is, says this Chazon Ish, we do pass like Rav Elazar. We don't accept that Svara. We do pass like Rav Elazar with Shard Dini Momentus. The question is, do we have the scope to allow you to collect even from what? Mishubanim Rabbanei Chayim. That's the Shaila. But I want you to get that Svara down. Very, very important. Okay. That brings us to the following now. Let's go a little bit more lines in the Gemara. But before we do that, we missed a Rashi. I want to read the Rashi, then Benj, I'll ask you your Kasha. Usher, read the last Rashi in that Mishnah. You were asking Nate, this is a verbatim quote from the Mishnah in the Pei Vav and Aleph. It says, you need what? Alpha Mishin Allah Vayt. Rabbi says, even though you don't have Edim, Shanos Vadim Kasha, we come to Chos Mishon, Shana Edim, Chos Mishon, Eliminate Tikuna Olam. Read that last Rashi in the Omen. Go ahead. Yeah, we didn't read it in Shir yet. Go ahead. Hello? You got no document with signatures. Go ahead. Yes. Excellent. You'll be able to show their signatures to what? To someone else? The Akiru. What do you think is interesting about this Rashi? I just thought about a second Nakuda. There's two very interesting Nakudas about this Rashi. What do you say they are? Excellent. I thought of that too. Excellent, Benji. It didn't say we're worried about them going to Medina Siam. So the Yisabracha says, who would deny me? He meant that. But excellent, Benji. That's the first thing I thought of. But I just thought of another thing as well. What's the other Nakuda I want to bring out from this Rashi? How does Rashi say you're going to Mekayim the get? You're going to have other Edom come. Remember, he says you're going to have other Edom come because you're dead, right? So other Edom are going to come. Remember we said in the beginning of the year from our Rebbe, Rebitza Goldberg, Shlita?
Doesn't say that.
He says, Tira Chasimasim, show their signatures. Show their signatures. Well, Edom Acherim. V'yakiru. Edom Acherim, they'll testify. Other Edom will come in. What doesn't he... Remember we were Medayik from Rashi, the last Rashi in the Mishnah? What did the last Rashi in the Mishnah say, Benji? V'mishal avayrim. The last Rashi in the Mishnah, Bezim and Av. What did it say? V'mishavot miskayim chosam. But what are the two ways Rashi gave Akim Shtaris? Either the Edom themselves come in and testify, or other Edom. Yes. What was the? Remember we said there's five ways. We did it. But what was the third most common way? That Beis Din has a shtar, and they already henpecked it, and they compared the two signatures. Why did we say they didn't mention that? Rabbi Yitzchak Goldberg said, because it's only the Rabbanan. And if you're Ma'orah, Rabbi Avigdor says you need Kima and Atar. The only time you can do Kima and Atar is the first two of the five. Either you need Edom coming themselves or other Edom. I'm bothered by, Nate, this is not a case of Orin. You need signature signed on the Tikkun Olam. Because you need to verify it. He didn't say because they're Orin. He just says you might need to verify it. Maybe what he means is, why else do you ever have to verify again? Why else do you have to verify again? Because there was an error. So maybe that's why Rashi says that. See, I was bothered by, there's no real error in here, so why did he mention that case, you know? Why did he mention Ashvo Shtar? So the other ways to do it. There are five ways, you follow me? Maybe the reason why do you have to certify a signatures of a get? Because where the guy's protesting, that it's bad, it's forged. So maybe that's why Rashi Medavka says, show it to someone else, show it to Aiden. Okay, just something to think about. Yeah, Ben, you've been very patient. What was your kasha?
You said that the Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel had a machlokas, right?
Yes.
But is it really machlokas? Because
sure it
is. Because Rashi had a different girsa, so why is that?
That still emerges as machlokas. I'm glad he brought it up. If you have a different girsa, but that leads you to a certain shita, that's still a machlokas. That might have been the reason why he had that shita, but the bottom line is it emerges a machlokas. Okay, it's a very good nekuda.
Comparing two different things, but they had two different girsa.
No, but it's on the same topic. So the question is, that girsa led you to a certain shita.
Right.
And therefore, that's an example. It happens all the time. Okay? So that's the machlokas. Okay.
Also, sorry, Rabbi, can we see
yes.
the end of Tosos when we're discussing the Persian guest?
Yeah, you mean outside? You mean what we said?
Yeah.
What we were bothered by is, what's the psak of Rabbeinu Hananel? You tell me, what is Rabbeinu Hananel paskin? Which Gemara? Like the Gemara in Gittin or the Gemara in Bo Basra? Excellent. What does that mean?
That only Ben Gittin you can collect on the Shmoni.
Correct. Implying that Shar Shtaros, you can only collect from what? But there's a Gemara in Gittin, Yud Aleph from an Aleph, that asks a kasha. When you have a Persian Shtar with Jewish Eid Mesira, it says you can only collect from Nechorin. The Gemara asks a kasha though, why can't you collect from Shubadu? How can you get that kasha out of your mouth? It's against Rabbeinu Hananel. That was Tosis kasha.
Because that's Shar
Shtaros, correct. So what's the answer? The answer is that what? We elevate them because it was what? So it's in front of Jewish Eidim, so we elevate the signatures like they're our calls. It's like the Supreme Court or the Circuit Federal Court. So therefore, they are enough to produce a call. That's the Havali. Right? What's the Gemara's answer? There is no kol. Because the Havamim thought they could produce it, but the only people that produce a kol are Mechananel Zu, Jewish Eidei Chasima. Only Jewish Eidei Chasima, nothing short of that. You got me? How would the Rashbam and Rabbi Natan read that Gemara? Fits like a glove. Why? Because they say you can collect even from what? Even from a Shubadim. That's why the Gemara asks the Kasha, because you have Jewish and Mitzir. And what's the Gemara's answer? There's no call. Why? Because you've got to come up with a Svar from left field. Because it's written in Persian. Because it's written in Persian, that squashes the call. Even though normally a Jewish and Mitzir, what? Produce a call. So you got to come up with a new Svar. You follow me? That squashes it. Okay? That's how you read the Gemara according to both Rishonim. But there's no doubt it's a Machlokes in Rishonim. Tzrol, you got it? Okay, very good. That's what it means, that the Jewish, it's written in Persian, it squashes it, that there's no kol. But Rashi holds like Rabbeinu Hananel, and as Nate said, that's the first lashon of Rashi. Second lashon of Rashi is like Rabbeinu Tam here, okay? It's interesting, Rabbeinu Tam says that's the Iker. Rabbeinu Tam is also his grandson. He says that's the Iker. Rabbeinu Tam says the second lashon is the Iker. It's funny, because Rashi seems to send it off like the first lashon. Right? So his two grandsons, Lamaisa, his two grandsons are working, are claiming, are they, the two grandsons are going with the what? The Lishna Sheni. Rabbi Natan and the Rashbam, I don't think they were brothers. I don't think so. What'd you say?
Cousins?
I don't know. They weren't brothers. I don't think they were brothers. Maybe they were. I don't think so. Rabbi Natan and the Rashbam, they go with the second Lashon, And Rashi himself, the Zaidi and Yadav Beis, is going like the first lashon. That's what Rashi seems to say there. Rashi says Beferish over there. It's holding like a Ben Hanan. And he doesn't collect it all. A star without Eri Chasime, star without Jewish Eri Chasime doesn't what? Star without Jewish Eri Chasime doesn't collect the Shubadim, right? The Eri Masir don't produce it. That's interesting, Nakuda. Okay. Rashi is to the Shon Masir, and the alphabet says different. Okay. Back to the Gemara now. Let's go, guys. Let's go. Let's work. You got to work. Okay? Let's go. We were born to work. Adam L'Amal Yulad. Person was born to work. Adam L'Amal Yulad. What does Adam L'Amal mean? Lamed, Ayin Mem Lamed. The cousin of your Rebbe says, Lilmod Amanas L'Lamed. L'Amal. That's what Rav Simon Shlita wrote in his Haskamah to my Sefer. Adam L'Amal Yulad. A person is born to what? Work. But L'Amal means Lilmod Amanas L'Lamed. You understand the acronym? L'Amal. Lilmod Almanas. L'Amal. Adam L'Amal Yulad. Adam L'Amal Yulad. Lilmod, you got it, Nate?
Yeah.
Lilmod Almanas L'Lamed. Learn in order to teach it. Right? You got to know it clear. Okay. This Amud in Gimel Amud Beis, we're trying to find out who the Tana of Remission is. Who's the Tana requires Lishma and Naksiv Chsima? We first thought it'd be Reb Meir. Reb Meir only requires Lishma and Chsima, not Chsiva. Yes? Then we try to say it's Reb Elazar. He only requires Lishma and Chsiva, not Chsima. Maybe Reb Elazar holds what? The Rabban Chsima. Then we rejected that from the Mishnah Peivov. Now we don't give up. What's the next permutation? Maybe it's Reb Meir, but Reb Meir who only requires Lishma, Diraisa, and Chsima. Maybe he requires what? Midrabbanan and what? And Chsiva. See, that's how you chazur the Gemara in your head. It's not hard. I'm not saying it's not easy to know every word, but at least the shock of the Tarya, topical, it's not so hard. We just chazur the whole Amun in 30 seconds outside. Okay? Go ahead, the Ella. Go ahead, Ash. You're doing a great job. The Ella. Bella Remeyer. It's interesting to me because, you know, the mission of us is Arisha, Arisha, Lachar, Nachar. If you ask a guy two questions, you're supposed to answer the first, verse, second, second. But a lot of times in the Gemara, this isn't our questions, these are suggestions. So it said Remeyer, Rebbe Lazar. And then it says, well, maybe Rebbe Lazar, we could save it with this, the Rabbanan theory. Once we tried that, the Rabbanan theory of Rebbe Lazar, now we try to start with Remeyer. See, it doesn't take over, it doesn't do just Remeyer first. And then do Diraisa and the Rabbana, and then Rabbi Lazar, Diraisa and then the Rabbana. First it went Reb Meir, no. Rabbi Lazar, no. And then we still try to do Rabbi Lazar with the Rabbana. Now we try Reb Meir with the Rabbana. Go ahead. The what? The Ella.
Reb Meir. Maybe it's
Reb Meir. Oh, Reb Meir. Reb Meir doesn't require Lishman Ksiva. So what would you need to say for a Nechta for? Go ahead. Wow. Bin Rabbanan, you would require it. Yeah, you got that? Okay, let's see the Tosfos on the bottom, right on that line. Everyone got the suggestion? Nate, clear? You got the suggestion, Binyamin? We can say it to you, Azriel. Right? You got the suggestion? He holds Lishman, what? And Chasim is Bin Raisam, Bin Rabbanan, Aksiva. Look at the Tosfos on the bottom. Go ahead, Vichy, what? Go ahead. Period. And what happens if you don't do it? What happens if you don't do the Lishwan, the Ksiva? Mid Rabbanan. The Rabbanan will what? Will pasul it. It's not just games here. The Rabbanan meant their stuff. They meant what they meant. And if you don't do it, it'll be pasul by the Eved. That's why you need a Fane Nechtav. Fane Nechtav you need because of Lishwan the Yerais. Go ahead. Get a what? Excellent. What does that mean? Dibinyan Achar Lo Mitukma. There's no other way to establish a mission like him. Why? Because do you remember the guy? Do you guys remember we did this last week? The Tais on the top? What did Tais on the top say? V'yish Lomar. If something is a good B'dievit, do we make a Takanum Fanin Nechem Fanin Nechem? No. What do you read? V'yish Lomar. You got the Tais on the top? Tanan, read it in the middle there, Usher. V'yish Lomar. Everyone got it? Just to chaz that over. Yesh lomar, that's what it means, kidipi rashti. You don't skim it. Where did he say it? He said it on the top tosis. Go ahead, what? Yesh lomar. It's about the 10th line from the top. Go ahead, yesh lomar. Why? Because even if lechachili requires ksiv lishma, we would never establish a mission like him. Go ahead. If b'di'evit it's kosher, then what? Exactly. As soon as b'di'evit's kosher, it's just a recommendation. They're not going to misaken something for that. Our Gemara suggesting that you need lishma mid rabbanan neksiva, you better bet your bottom dollar if you don't do it, it's possible. It's not just a recommendation, guys. Boy means if you don't do it, it's going to be possible. That's what boy means. You got that? Nate?
Why is it not on question of Rabbi Elazar before?
What'd you say?
Why is it not a question before him? He says Rabbi Elazar.
That's the way we always assumed it was boy, that it was going to be a ma'akev. We always said that. That's exactly what we said. That's what boy was.
Right.
It was for sure min Rabbanan boy you needed. Shlosh you get him soon. Remember, Rabbi Elazar said it wasn't even possible. It's kosher. Right? Either you prove Rabbi Elazar arguing or Rabbi Elazar himself, but he said kosher.
Right.
He has to hold kosher on Lamaisa. So that's the chiddush that what? Remember the Gemara rejected it. But when the Gemara meant boy, it meant it was li'kuva. That's how the Gemara rejected it, by saying it was kosher. If it's not kosher, what is it? It's possible, yes? When the Gemara made the suggestion that Rabbi Elazar requires Merovin, it said it can't be. Rabbi Elazar holds kosher completely. But if it's not kosher, it's going to be possible. So the Gemara for sure meant possible there. You're making a good horror. I mean, it's clear from the Gemara that it meant that. That's why Tosfos doesn't have to say it. But Tosfos is stressing it right here because it's not clear from the Gemara. Tosfos is teaching us how to read the Gemara. When the Gemara said boy, it meant all or nothing. You don't do it in Rabban, it's possible. It cannot mean only the Chachilu. Because they wouldn't make a Takana for some of the Chachilu. You follow what I'm saying in the Yeshlom? I don't know if you were here for that, Tosfos. You weren't a strong. This underline that. Tosfos says we don't make a Takana of a fun and that Yeshlomar if someone's been having a kosher. You're not going to make a takana for that. Takana is big stuff. They voted on it. It's public policy. If BDM is kosher, why would they make a takana? Now, this line is amazing. Get this next line. I mean, okay, go ahead. That's what he says now. Vim Tomar. So everyone got that so far? You got it? What Tosis meant, I got really meant. The Gemara meant what it meant. Go ahead. Are you with me, Aryeh? Go ahead. Vim Tomar.
Vim Tomar. If you'll say.
No, it's Vim Tomar. Kasha, right? Vim Tomar is a Kasha. That's what you meant. Go ahead, Vim Tomar. Go ahead, Vim Tomar. What's the difference between this and Mechubar on the top of the Yom? It said, Ain Kosum Lechachila on a leaf. Aval. Wow, Afilu? Yes. Go ahead. What does that mean?
There's no difference there, Raisa, whether it's Lechachila or Diabet. It's good in one, it's good.
Well, we're gonna have to see what this phrase means. I have a whole suffix about this. But this is the kasha. No, it's all part of the kasha. What's the kasha? What did we say earlier in the Amud about mechuber? You can't write it lechachila on the what? You can't write it lechachila on the what? On the leaf. But b'di'evit, if you did, is it good according to Meir? Because according to Meir, what's the ikur? The signatures, as long as the signatures are signed when it's detached. Yes? It's only lechachila. So why by mechubra we don't set lechachila? And in this case, lishma, we say no. What's the difference? What do you mean when he says midiraisa? Aryeh, what is he commenting on when he says midiraisa? He's commenting on what? On the talish, no? Isn't he counting on the talish? Ava b'di'evit kasha, afilu midrabanan. Why afilu midrabanan? I want you guys to get this. This is very important. And at the Raisa level, there is no difference in Lechachila B'di'evit. Either it's a mitzvah or it's a matir. But whatever it is, Tosa says, on a Raisa plane, there's no difference in Lechachila B'di'evit. It's either good or bad. It's either good or bad. You understand what I'm saying? If something's a mechanism that is diraisa, it's either good or it's bad. Lechachila b'di'evit means you get 15 points if it's lechachila. If you did it b'di'evit, it's 5 points. That's in within whose realm? The Rabbanan's realm. They'll give you a certain amount of points. But on the diraisa level, it's either good or bad. There is no notion of 15 points or 5 points. Do you understand that? It's a very important conceptual. Just think about it. On a derisa level, it's either good or bad. The concept of achilu b'di'evid, where you get 15 points or 5 points, only if it's in the realm of the Rabbanon. And therefore, since what? Since we're saying that l'chachila, what are we saying by mechuber? Aryeh, what are we saying by mechuber? The b'di'evid is kosher, even mid-Rabbanon. Why? Why even mid-Rabbanon? Why, Aryeh? Because derisa what? What's the din according to Meir? What's the sacred part of a get? The chasimis. So as long as the chasimis are when it's detached, it's good. There's no notion of is it l'chachila good or b'di'evid good. It's good. In the rabbinic realm, you can talk about that. And that's why it says min rabbanan, it's kosher. Now I want you guys to get this. I gave you the Mar Mekaymus. I think Rav Shechter's favorite Tyson Shas, it was just on the Kol HaBachinim, is a Tyson needed on that sound of Bobo the base. Do you know what it says? It says the following. L'chachila b'di'evid does not exist by matter. It only exists by a mitzvah. Tosin Nida says by mitzvahs also, Hashem will give you 15 points if you do l'chachila. If you do it, b'di'evid, you get 5 only. You know I'm using that as an example. But Tosin Nida, please get this down. Mitzvahs are l'chachila b'di'evid. You can talk about l'chachila b'di'evid by mitzvahs. You can talk about l'chachila b'di'evid by mitzvahs, not by a matter. What's a matter? For example, the woman going to the mikveh. It's either good or bad in tefillah. Is she tahor or is she not tahor? Ein musak. Musak, guys, means a concept. Shal l'chachila ol b'di'evid. There is no such concept, guys. Not a concept of a matter. It's either good or it's bad. Mayor, get this down. This is Tosin Nida Samach Vav Amud Beis. By mitzvahs, yes. Hashem will give you 15 points for l'chachila, but you have it 5. By a matter, it's either good or bad. The Ritva in Sukkah and Dachir Alpha Mitzvah Maskal V'i, I gave you that too as well. On Seder on Sunday morning, I want to show it to you guys inside. So I'll show it to you inside and say the Ritva in Sukkah. And your Alpha Bay says no. Mitzvahs, derisa. Mitzvahs that are what? Derisa. Ein musag. He argues in a place in Eden. Ein musag shall lechachila b'di'evid. There is no such concept. Lechachila u b'di'evid. There is no such concept, guys. Only on mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Mitzvahs d'rabbanan, there is such a concept. Mitzvos d'rabbanan, there is a musag of l'chachila. Musag shal l'chachila, and what? Ubidiyah.
What's musag again?
Concept. So there's an explicit machloikis between Tosis and Nida Samach Vavim Beis and the Ritva to this concept that we are so familiar with all the time in Halacha of l'chachila b'di'evid asher. Does it apply only to mitzvahs? Yes, Tosis, not to a matter. It's either good or bad. You follow me? What does Ritva say? Even mitzvahs theorize that there is no such concept. You follow me? Even mitzvahs theorize that it's only by mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Nate, you got this? So based on this, I'm thinking to myself, what did our Tosis say? Guys, look inside. What did our Tosis say? What did it say? Aryeh, do me the Yeraisa ain chiluk bin l'chachilu b'di'evit. What are we talking about? What is our whole Masechta called? What is our Masechta? Get. Is get a mitzvah or a matter? We don't say a bracha on gittin. Why not? Because most gittin are given for the wrong reasons, the Rashba said. Remember, it's a low plug. Did I ever tell you that, Rashba? I think I did, no? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So is it a mitzvah or a matter? Well, I'm not sure. Shchita, it's a machlokes Rishonim whether it's a mitzvah or a matter. A get in certain situations, if the guy's an abusive guy, then it's a mitzvah to give her a get. Well, it's not clear, Lamais. I'm just saying that our Tosis, if he held it was a mitzvah, then what? Then he says there's no chiluk between l'chachila b'di'evid, because he's holding like who? The Ritva and what? I'm saying if you hold, please get this down. If you hold that get is a mitzvah. If you hold get is a mitzvah, then what? He's saying there's no difference between l'chachila b'di'evid. That's like who? That's like the Ritva and Sukkah. That a mitzvah derives, there's no concept of l'chachila b'di'evid, yes? There's no difference between the two. But if you hold that it's only a matter, then he's holding like what? No, if he holds that get is a matter, then he's holding like what? No, you don't know what he says by matter. I mean, you're right. Nate, you're right. I mean, you could say that. You're right. I hear you. You're right. You're saying like both. Okay. Because it's a kol shekein according to the Ritva. You're right. You're absolutely right. Nate is absolutely right. So the question is, when Tosa says this line, get down in your notes. If he holds that get is a what? Get is a mitzvah, then he's holding like the Ritva. If he holds get is a matter, then he can also hold. Correct, Nate. Very good. Excellent. He can also hold like Tosa needed. He can also hold like Tyson needed. Elias, you got this?
Yeah, meaning like
this one, is very important. You guys got to get this.
Like one's like even more so. Meaning you can learn from...
Think about it. Like Achila B'Diev is a notion on a scale. You have on a scale how many points you get. If it's a matter, there's no such concept. Is it good or bad? If it's a mitzvah, Tyson says you can say that. The Rifa says that. Even a mitzvah you're actually can't say it. So I was thinking to myself, when Tyson makes this line, is he holding like who? Is he holding like the Ritva or also Tyson's, as Nate astutely pointing out? You follow what I'm saying? Now sometimes a get can be a mitzvah. If he's an abusive guy, you want her to get a get. Okay? But in a situation where nothing's bad, or for whatever reason, right? You know, maybe Lamais is just a necessity. It's a matter, right? You don't want to have a couple get divorced. You follow what I'm saying? So what's Tyson's kasha, though? What's Tosha's kasha? Tosha's kasha is that what? When the Gemara suggests that Remeir requires lishma anad rabban lavan ksiva, it's possible you don't do it. So what's the difference between lishma and mechubar? Mechubar, we said, was only what? Lechachila, but you have it is kasha. What's the difference between lishma and mechubar? That's Tosha's kasha. You got what I'm saying? Why by lishma do we treat it so seriously if you don't do it, it's possible? And by mechubar, it's only lechachila. They're both the rabbanans. Our case, we're trying to remember, who's the Tana of the Mishnah? What is our Gemara proposing now? That it's Remeir, but Remeir requires Lishma and the Chasima, but maybe mid the Rabbanan he requires the Nexiva. And if you don't have it, it'll be what? It'll be Puzzle. That's what Gemara says, yes? That's why you need to say Bufanai Nechta, Bufanai Nechtam. So why by Mechubar is it only Lechachil and Kosvin, but if you did it, it's good. As long as you sign it, when it's detached, it's fine. You understand? What's the difference between Lishma and Mechubar? That's Tais Kasha. And how do I know that when it said mechubar means what? Aryeh. How do I know that the Rabbanan means what? How do I know that the Rabbanan b'diavad is kosher? Because why? B'diavad is only meaningful in what plane? What plane? Only on a Rabbanan plane. Because on a D'Raisa plane, b'diavad l'chachil doesn't mean anything. It's either good or it's bad. So obviously the mechubar case is talking level Rabbanan. And it was only l'chachila. D'Raisa, there's no concept between what? Difference between l'chachila and b'diavad. So when I saw that phrase, I jumped. Is he holding like the Richmond suckers? Is he holding like even Tyson needed? That depends whether they get as a matter or a mitzvah. This is very critical, guys. You got to get this. You should have to always ask this, Kasha. It was on the Bechina, the Kala Bechina last week. He asked for that what Tyson needed. I told everyone in the Kala is going to be on the Bechina. You got this now? So what's the terrace of Tyson Kasha? What's the difference in Lishma, which we treated so seriously, that's Ma'akev B'diyevet, it's possible, and Mechubar is only L'chachila? Go ahead, I shall read the answer. It's a genius answer, and then we elaborated more on Sunday. But let's go to the answer inside, we've got to get the Chumash. Go ahead, Yishlomar.
I'll answer, the Hashtag Mukia, he must listen to Mechubar, Kerem Elazar, the Chasmo Atar.
Wow, what does that mean? You guys remember this? What did the top Taisa say on the Amud? You guys remember this? You got a chaz, you got a chaz over the weekend, please. What did the top Taisa say? Remember there were two approaches, Chafal and Beit, Reish Lakish, as opposed to Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel? You remember that? The Mishnah, remember we did it inside of Chafal and Beit, the case of Mechubar? You remember that, Nate? Yes, the two approaches? You remember that? So Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel said the Tana's who? Rabbi Lazar. So that's exactly what he's saying. At this point in the Gemara, we're saying like Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, that what? That when it says what? Who's the Tana of the Mishnah over there? Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, V'chasmu means what? Doesn't mean sign, it means finish it. Finish it's going on the Torah. Remember we said chasm doesn't mean sign and then finish? So if you're going like Rabbi Lazar, Yes? If you're going like Rabbi Lazar, what is the din according to Rabbi Meir? What happens if you did what? What happens if you do write it according to Rabbi Meir? What would you do? According to Rabbi Meir, what do you do? If you wrote it when it was attached, what would be the din? It would be pasul b'di'avid. Yes. You got to chop this, because according to Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar over there. But according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir would say, Ein Kosun means what? What does Ein Kosun mean? Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel say the Tana is Rabbi Lazar, the Mishnah over there is Rabbi Lazar. But according to Rabbi Meir, what would be the din? It would be Makeh b'di'avid. When the Rabbanim say Pasul, there is no difference between Lishma and Mechubar. Lishma means it's Makev, and Mechubar would be Makev.
We combine the two.
No, not we combine, we equate the two, because according to Rabbi Meir, it would be Pasul B'dievin. At this point in the Gemara is not being Mechalik in Lishma and what? Mechubar. And when he said the Rabbanim, you got to do it, if you don't do it, it's Pasul. Both will be Pasul B'dievin. Okay? The only reason why I tell you to ask the kasha is if you assume like Reish Lakish that the Tana of the Mishnah is Reb Meir. But if you hold it to Reb Elazar, then the chasm is going on what? At Torah of Koi, because they finished it, right? Remember we said that they finished it? Mechasm means that they wrote everything, what? They finished it on the Torah of Koi. It's going on the Torah, right? Remember we said that Reb Yochanan and Shmuel said the Mishnah is like Reb Elazar? The chasm is going on what? They signed it. Ein kosum mechubar lekarka is with the toface. Remember? The toface. They wrote the toface. What happens if what? Then you ripped it off, chasmu, and you finished it. You finished writing the what? The toreif. But you finished it when it's detached. But according to the mayor, the rabban is ma'akivim b'dievin. Okay? And we'll go over it more on Sunday, Bishop. Well, let's go to Chumash. Okay? Bezrat Hashem, please chaz over. You know, there's...